Mr. Speaker, Black History Month allows us to reflect on the perseverance of our people throughout history, slavery, institutional racism, and the ongoing fight for equality. Africa, despite being rich in natural resources, remains paradoxically underdeveloped due to centuries of exploitation, colonization, and unfair global systems. I stand here not as a victim of political challenges, but as a testament to the resilience of every Ghanaian who believes in the power of democracy and justice. Mr. Speaker, the fight against dual citizenship restrictions on political ambition is not a personal battle, but a national conversation. Our Constitution, while a beacon of democracy, must evolve to reflect the global realities of our people. How do we marginalize those who have sought better opportunities abroad yet remain deeply connected to Ghana? How do we exclude them from leadership when their hearts, skills, and resources are dedicated to building our nation? Mr. Speaker, it is important that we expedite action on this passage of the Dual Citizenship Amendment Bill.
I believe that there's also a gamut of other duties we have to examine. One of them that I'm also passionate about is the question of taxation. So that if you're a dual citizen and you're entitled to be a member of parliament, you're entitled to be a chief justice, and you are earning your income from, say, the United Kingdom, the Ghanaian tax regime should be able to catch up with you as well.
Look at how our democracies, very weak democracies, sometimes even fake democracies, because every time people are looking for opportunities to cheat just to get to power. And so I think African leaders will have to do a true reflection. And as we do this true reflection, one of the things we also have to understand is that the aid dependency of African leaders and African countries, we must move from that and develop local and indigenous solutions for African problems. If we are able to do this, then the Black History Month will make a lot of meaning to all of us as Africans. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.